Presenting the world's only business school without the BS.
The Z and I be the C, teaching business skills from A to Z. We both grew up poor, but we're poor no more. The goal of this show is to help you score. So I couldn't see the mic until my son could see, but I learned to rock the mic in the high school scene. A young DJ,
Thrive Nation, it's the Thrive Time Show on your radio and podcast download. My name is Clay Clark. I am the former U.S. SBA Entrepreneur of the Year. I'm primarily only eating meat. And I love it. So we're talking today about we're answering today the questions that you've emailed us to info@thrivetimeshow.com. And before we get into the question, which is, how do you deal with so many different responsibilities? How do you remember everything that you need to do? I want to tee up a story. I want to tee up a story that's indicative of the story that happens over and over and over and over with me. So the question is how to deal with so many different responsibilities. How do you remember everything that you need to do? Well, the story starts with a guy inside the studio today. So Harley, welcome to the show, my friend. How old are you at last count?
I am young and spry, 22.
22, okay. And you graduated recently in May from Oral Roberts University.
Last May, not even a year.
And I, this past weekend, asked you to do what?
To read a 500-page book. Start Here book.
Why? What is the Start Here book, and why do you think I asked you to read the book?
The Start Here book is something you wrote and Mr. Matthew Morris wrote, and it's all about speaking with business owners and how they can grow their business in whatever industry they are in. And you told me to do that to see if I had the abilities to be a highly functioning, capable person, right?
Right. Now, there is a reason why I asked you to read the book. And I want you to know that the secret, it could be out of the bag. I want you to know why I asked you to read the book, and then hopefully this isn't offensive to you.
Oh, no.
It's because when people shadow me, if someone's going to join my organization or an organization like the Redmond Growth team, if I'm the filter who decides who gets to join the team, or if I'm the one entrusted with coaching the team or building the team, I am not going to build a team based on a house of cards. I am not going to build a team based upon a house of cards. A house of intentions.
Such a great show, though.
A house of verbal statements. I'm not going to build a business based upon what people say they're going to do because most people say they're going to do things that they never do.
Oh, so many times.
And so there's a notable quotable from Andrew Carnegie, the famous man who became the world's wealthiest man. He became the world's, think about that, the world's wealthiest man.
Quite a title.
But yet, he had to start working at age 13. So he had to start working to support his family at the age of 13, but he went on to become the world's wealthiest man. And he says, as I grow older, I pay less attention to what men say. I just watch what they do.
Wow.
As I grow older, I pay less attention to what men say. I just watch what they do. Now, somebody might need to hear that with a different tone, make it sink in. As I grow older, I pay less attention to what men say.
Oh, yeah?
And I just watch what they do.
Oh, boy.
No, but I mean, seriously, this is a thing. So when Harley says he's an ORU graduate, I don't think that means what it used to mean.
What did it used to mean?
I think college used to be a lot harder.
Yeah.
And when someone said they had a degree, the degree meant this person is not a jackass.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least for 4 years, they pretended to not be a jackass. Now, I see a lot of educated idiots, I call them. Mm-hmm. But they have a degree, but they also have a degree of delusion. They have a degree, but a degree of delusion. They believe that Christmas is a month. They believe that Thanksgiving is a two-week window of time. They believe that fall break is owed to them, and they believe that they can call in sick when they don't feel good, and they believe that it would be too hard to read a 550-page book in a weekend. But I freaking asked you to read that freaking book over the weekend, and why did I ask you to read that book, a 550-page book, which is the core backbone and the canonical rules of the Thrive Time Show Business Coaching Experience. Why would I ask you to read in one weekend the entirety of a 550-page book? Why would I ask you to do that, Mr. Harley?
To show that I wasn't a jackass.
Right. And do you know what percentage of people, when I ask them to do it, can do it? They actually will do it?
You want me to take a guess?
Yeah.
Okay. 10%.
Keep going.
Lower?
No, you just keep guessing with no, I won't tell you warmer or colder. Okay. Just keep guessing.
No sides. All right.
Yeah, okay.
5%.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
I feel prestiged.
So I'm just telling you this. I see this all the time. It's, hey, Clay, buddy, high school friend.
Hey,
Clay Clark,
hey.
College friend. Clay Clark, you did my wedding. Clay Clark, you're a friend of a friend. Clay Clark, hey, here's the deal. I would like for you to tell me what I need to do to be successful. And I say to that person, here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want you to get the Start Here book.
All right.
It's free for you, the listeners. And it is.
What a deal.
To download it right now at thrivetimeshow.com.
Wow.
And if you get the book and you download it and you read the book.
All right.
And you apply the principles in the book.
Yeah.
You shall have success.
Sounds easy.
But only 5% of people do it.
Ugh.
But yet the people who do it and implement it are undeniable. Barbie Cookies, Kolaf Fitness, the Tulsa Oilers, Shaw Homes, and the list goes on. You can read their testimonials. There's hundreds of testimonials.
Hundreds.
Video testimonials that you can see right now at thrivetimeshow.com by simply clicking on the testimonials button. There are hundreds.
Wow.
If you go to Google, you can see hundreds. If you go to a conference, you're going to meet people, real success stories. And I'm telling you that you can become successful. You can do it. There's no reason that anybody listening to this show today cannot become successful. But you got to understand that so many people ask me, what do I need to do? And Harley, I told you this weekend that you need to
read the whole book.
And how long was the whole book?
It was 500 pages.
And I asked you to read it. What day did I ask you to read the book?
Thursday night.
And when did you finish reading the book?
It's very early Monday.
And how will I know that you read the book?
Because you can check out all the highlights and ask
questions.
That's
freaking right.
Yes.
So as I grow older, I pay less attention to what men say. I just watch what they do. And that's not because I hate humanity. It's because I've been around humanity. You gotta understand, I've coached pastors with their churches.
Yeah.
I've helped chiropractors. I've helped fitness people. I've helped dentists, doctors, lawyers, everybody. And I'm going to tell you, the majority of people don't have time to read a 550-page book because they're on Facebook.
Yeah.
So then, once you do decide to be successful, here are the three things you need to do to keep track of your responsibilities. Have one to-do list for your one life. Just have one to-do list. Step two, have one calendar. That's it. So schedule what matters, have one to-do list. And step three, deal only with dependable people. If you were to sit on a stool and it were to collapse, you would be a fool to sit on it again. If you ask somebody to read a 550-page book and they can't freaking find the time to read it during the weekend, they will never become more dependable, pass or fail. And if they do become more dependable, then God has done a supernatural work in their life. And I am not a pastor, and I am not committed to the supernatural development of people. I am committed to teaching the proven systems to people who are diligent doers. When we come back, we're going to answer the question, what are the common roadblocks to profitability? Stay tuned. We all have a wish and we all want to win, but we cannot begin without self-discipline. If you fall on your face, get yourself up again. Attach yourself to goals, not friends.
Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show.
It's a Thrive Time Show on the radio. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. It's all about you.
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 Yeah.
Say we bring the boom.
All right, Thrive Nation. Welcome back to the conversation. It is the Thrive Time Show on your radio. And it's been a really fun last couple weeks here because we've been responding to questions that have been emailed to us at info@thrivetimeshow.com. It's exciting because when you, the Thrive Nation, ask us specific questions, that's our passion. That's our whole heart. That's the whole reason why we do this, is to help you get the answers to your specific questions. But now we have a unicorn event. Unbelievable. We have a guy by the name of Luke. We'll call him Luke because that's his name. And he owns a business in Tulsa. And he is going through the threshold of hell.
Dun, dun, dun.
So he's going through the stuff that's, you know, the theoretical business school says, oh, if you do this, then you do that, then this will happen. So he's going through some stuff. And Dr. Z's gone through some stuff. In fact, based upon the DayQuil I'm seeing, you're going through some stuff right now. So what I want to do is I want to kind of tee it up here, Luke. You can ask Dr. Z any questions that you want for the next hour and a half. And mi casa es su casa.
Well, I just want to say one thing as we get started here. Luke, I've got the three things I need right now.
Ooh.
I've got a scarf around my neck.
Ooh.
Looking warm.
I've got a bottle of DayQuil in my hand. And besides, I should have probably marked this as to like, don't drink any more than this or you'll die kind of
thing.
They
label those as probably, gloves. One glove.
Whoa. Yeah,
two gloves.
Is that it?
Three gloves. Yep.
I mean, does anybody ever even use the cap anymore? I mean,
no,
that's weak.
It's for children.
Yeah.
That's
and weak. Then I have a fireplace. The fireplace going right here.
You really love a fire, don't you?
I do.
Does.
And so I feel like I can survive.
Oh,
and
the weather outside is frightful.
But my DayQuil is so delightful.
And since we know place to go, we're on the radio, on the radio, on the radio.
Cheers to that.
Boom.
I'll drink to that.
So Luke, the truth. You've got some questions. Z's got some answers. I tee it up. What questions do you have for Dr. Z?
So basically, we're finding ourselves in a situation where you can see things going in the right direction for sure.
Okay.
You know,
and when you say things, what things are going in the right direction?
So the business is moving in an upward momentum for sure.
Okay. And what business is it? It's a gym, right?
Correct. I own the Hub Gym here in Broken Arrow.
Okay, cool.
And my wife and I have owned the gym for about 12 years now. And in the last year of working with Thrive, we've seen tremendous growth and
cool.
You know, a system that will further us, you know, into the future. So you can sort of see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Gotcha.
But your personal situation hasn't changed much yet, right?
And so, okay, when you say that, define that. In other words, you haven't brought home a lot more money?
Any more money, really.
Okay.
Right.
So it's growing, but that extra money you're putting back into the business, you're growing the business and doing things of that nature?
That's right.
Let me tee this up so we kind of understand the whole context of it. Luke has a business, like any business out there, that has a break-even point. So if you're listening here, I want you to write down your break-even point. How many deals do you need to break even? I don't know what that is. I'm just going to use Elephant in the Room as an example. I've got to pay a lease at South Tulsa of about $4,500 a month without any customers. I also have to pay air conditioning, utilities, electricity, that kind of thing, the phone bill. I've also got to pay the staff. I mean, whether they're cutting any hair or not, I'm going to pay them $10 an hour if they're sitting around. Now, I pay them commission, so our people make a lot of money at Elephant in the Room. By the way, if you are a stylist and you're looking for a great place to work, Elephant in the Room is a great place for you. But we're paying them. I mean, I'm not going to pay my people $0 an hour while they're waiting. It's not like a restaurant where it's like very low average hourly and then a tip based thing. It's more of I take care of our folks. So in Z, you have the same situation at your optometry clinic. You're building there off of Memorial. There's a certain cost to heat it, to air condition it, to have it there located by the mall.
Yes.
It costs money to do that. And when we first started working with Luke, the main objective was to dig through all of the outgoing expenses and all the incoming potential things and go, where's our break even? So we've clearly got our eyes set on the break even. And I would say we're about 6 weeks away from being into a profit zone where he can begin paying himself more than you paid yourself for probably a decade, right?
Right, for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, continue. I just wanted to tee up that situation.
That's a perfect analogy for exactly where we're at. So my thing right now is, you know, you have life still happens. It's going on in that interim of getting to a place where you are going to start making the finances that you're looking for. And so I guess more than anything, it's just how do you deal with that? You know, Clay, you said last week to me, don't give up your pot of gold for a pot of porridge.
I think, you know? I gave you the biblical reference, but I'm glad that you took it to be the golden porridge because it's probably better, more visually stimulating. But I said, don't exchange your blessing for a bowl of soup.
Yes.
And I've seen it all the time where somebody is like right at the threshold of success and they give in. And I would say that it's almost every time they give in. Almost all. And then that's why guys like Z or myself, I mean, I was able to buy a lot of DJ equipment from DJs that gave up, and I just bought their stuff off of Craigslist for nothing. So, Z, he's kind of like right there, but what are all the things that are mentally working against you here, just so he understands it, because I guarantee you Z has the answer for you, but what are all, because you're talking about the, you know, how do you stay positive, or how do you stay the course when you're almost there? What is so bad or so terrible where you're like, oh my gosh, this is what is like the drip method that's beating on my head every day. It's like torturing me, the little drips of water. What is that?
So outside of, you know, personal things, which I can keep those separate, but that still is an energy drain to a point.
Sure.
Then you get into the business and it's like, you know, getting the employees to follow the system without bucking it consistently, because you can see that their life will improve.
Sure.
If they'll just do the system, right?
Absolutely.
And there's the pushback all the time. The, hey.
No, not from employees.
Right.
What? Really?
This is weird.
That's so weird.
Right. So yeah. It's, hey, guys, let's use the script. Oh, man. Ooh. What the?
You know, I went off script the other day and had a lot of success.
A lot of success.
A lot of success with that one guy.
Is it ethical to record my calls?
Right.
Anyway, go continue. So, well, the thing about it is I'll... since we just had the Super Bowl,
yes,
and I have not really had a chance to talk about that much, which I'm not going to, because I know Clay is still in mourning. Are you still wearing the black armband?
I promised the Thrive Nation we are going to have an Eagles. I promised the Thrive Nation I would do a show about why the Eagles are great if they won the Super Bowl. And so Nick Foles did an awesome job, good character guy. I will be doing a show, it'll be on Monday, about why the Eagles are perhaps the greatest team in America.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh.
I have to
It's the world. You know, it's the world.
In the world.
That always cracks me up because they say it's the world. You know, the world. We're the world champions.
We beat the Samoans. We beat the Chinese. We beat
friends.
Hey, did the USSR, the former Swedish. USSR win? Did the Swedish people win? Did Latvia win? No. Did Angola win? No. Did Venezuela win the Super Bowl?
No.
It's like we were the champions of the Civil War.
Do they have a team?
America.
No, but that doesn't matter. Champions of the world. Back to you, Z.
Okay, so getting back to on point here. When you see those big linemen like intercept a pass and they run the entire field, you know, and you just, the last like 5 yards, you're wondering to themselves, I mean to myself, I always wonder when I see those big guys running back.
Is he going to do it?
Is he physically going to make it? You can just tell he is.
Rumbling, stumbling, moving, grooving.
And you know, and he's been running full steam, and all of a sudden, those last 5 yards, I mean, you can tell he's just. My point is, those last 5 yards are the hardest. You know, as they're driving down the field, everybody, this bend and no break defense as they play now in the NFL. You know, it's always that last push to get into the end zone. That's why sometimes you got to use the trick plays. You got to use all the different little. You know, you can't just line up and do a normal play. So what I'm saying is, it's very normal for you to feel like I've got 5 more yards to go. I see the end zone. I mean, like you said, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. That's the end zone. You see the gold land, the green pasture.
Oh, yes.
And those last 5 yards are always the toughest. So, number one, that's a universal thing. So, don't feel like that there's something wrong with what you're going, the process you're going through now.
Always will be a rainstorm before the sunshine.
It's always happens. Darkest before it's dawn.
And then, I don't know if that's true, actually. I think it's actually just science.
Okay,
you're right.
Yeah.
All right, nice.
Number two, what happens is when you go to Forbes, which is kind of our work Bible, kind of our business Bible, Forbes, they'll put on there this horrible stat that says 80% of businesses fail. And I have a strong feeling that a lot of them are failing in those last 5 yards. I mean, they've done the work, they've opened the business, they've maybe reached out, maybe they found a mentor, maybe they've been making some mistakes, but they have been moving the ball down the field. Maybe some of them at the 20-yard line, maybe some at the 50, but I know that last 5 to 10 yards catches a lot of businesses because they're almost right there and they've been doing the good fight and they finally just say, you know what, having a job, punching a time clock and doing something else sounds like a pretty good deal right now because I am physically drained and emotionally drained.
Luke's question is, you know, how do you stay positive? How do you keep going when you're so close to success as an entrepreneur? When we come back, I have 3 specific tips that I like to give Luke, and I want Z to break it down because I know Z has gone through the threshold of hell to become a successful entrepreneur, and he probably goes through the threshold of hell once a month anyway, even though he is already there. So stay tuned to the Thrive Time Show on your radio.
Apply what you learn, increase what you earn, and in due time you have money to burn.
Apply what you learn, increase what you earn.